天气变暖了，感谢主。
And your late nights watching the football.
哦，那现在正好世界杯如火如荼的进行哈，大家是不是也享受看一些足球比赛呢
？Anyway, today I would like to talk to you something very important.
今天我跟大家分享一个很重要的内容。
Often as a Christian, people ask, "What is my purpose in life?"
很多时候基督徒会问这样问题，说我生命中的目的是什么
？And often is confused with what is my mission.
很多时候呢，这个问题呢，跟我神在我生命中的这个使命呢，常常混淆。
God has a purpose for your life.
神在我们每个人生命当中有个目的。
Also, God has something for you to do.
同时，神给我们有一个使命来完成。
So the two are different, and do not mix them up.
这两个呢是有所不同，我们不要混淆了。
And so many people really want to know what is the purpose of my life.
很多人很想知道神在我生命中的旨意是什么。
And that's why no wondering why one of the most best-selling books in Christian world is the purpose-driven life.
那么我们知道有一本是《标杆人生》这本书呢，在基督教的这个领域呢是非常畅销的一本书。
And when many people say how inspiring that is.
很多人说读了这本书以后呢，很受启发。
But the thing is, God's purpose for your life is do not mix it up with the purpose that you have for your life.
那么就是神给我们生命中的旨意和我们对我们生命的旨意呢，不要混淆在一起了。
God, do not be self-centered.
我们不要自我中心。
Do not be praying for my purpose.
我们不要祷告说求我的旨意来成就。
Because God's prayer is let your will be done.
神教导我们祷告说愿你的旨意成就。
Not let my will be done.
不是我们个人的旨意成就。
That is why our will is to be in line with God's will.
我们的旨意、Amen. 我们的心意就是愿我们的旨意与神的旨意相一致。
Hopefully as you grow into Christianity, as you walk with God, your will become one with God's will for your life.
像我们在越来越认识主，我们与神同行的日子当中，我们的旨意会逐渐的与神的旨意来合一。
So God's purpose for your life should not be focused on what you want to do for your life.
所以当我们说到神在我生命中的旨意的时候，我们不是专注在我这一生想要做什么。
And that is why most of us are driven by that and become most...kind of motivated by that.
所以很多人当有这样的认识的时候，他们就会被自己想要做成的事来做一个动机去追求。
But if we can find God's purpose for our lives, it becomes more satisfying.
但是如果我们可以来发现神在我们生命中旨意的时候，我们会极大的满足。
You see, the mission that God has for us and the purpose.It's not the same. It's different from our talents, our gifts, and specific things that we need to do.
那么神给我们的职业和使命呢，跟神在我们生命中所赋予我们的那些恩赐和才干呢，也是不同的。
Those are your gifts and talents are tools for you to fulfill God's purpose and mission in life.
神所赐给我们每个人的那个才干和恩赐呢，是一个工具来帮助我们实现神在我们生命中的旨意和使命。
You see, if we do them well,
当我们在生命中一帆风顺的时候
，then God's kingdom will be blessed.
那么同样，神的国度也因此蒙福。
Amen. And so God's purpose and mission cannot be about us.
所以关神的旨意和使命呢，不只是关乎我们自己想要做成什么。
Amen.Let's get that straight.
让我们一定要搞清楚这一点。
Because many times when we come to ask Pastor, what do you think God's purpose is for my life? You're basically asking, what do you think God want me to do? Rather than what do you think God wants to do through me?
所以很多时候当人来到我面前跟我问这个问题说神给我的旨命的时候，我们常常会混淆说你觉得神要我做什么，而不是你觉得神要借着我这个器皿来做成什么。
Okay, it's what God wants to do through me.
是神要借着我这个器皿要做成什么事。
Amen. It's a very subtle difference, but it makes a big difference in your attitude towards life.
这是好像听上去没有太大的差别，但是如果我们明白了，就会对我们的态度有一个极大的帮助。
And so in Luke chapter 18, verse 18 to 19, here is the rich young ruler who has everything in life.
那么在路加福音我们看到有一个富有的少年，他就是什么都有了。
He's very accomplished.
那么他功成名就。
And so in life, many people would say, wow, this guy has really done well. And, you know, those are the ones that the parents say to the daughters, go and marry him.
所以如果看到这样一个年轻的富有人，那么会觉得哇，这是没有遗憾呢，功成名就了，可能是我们很多家长心目中的一个最佳的女婿人选。
You see, God's purpose and mission really begins from the heart.
很多时候神的旨意和使命是从我们的心开始的。
And we do it because we are obedient and faithful to God.
我们遵行去做，是因为我们顺从顺从神的心意。
The first thing we need to do is to accept one thing. Human beings are basically not good.
那么第一点我们要接受一个事实，就是我们没有一个义人。
And so here the ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.
路加福音十八章十八到十九节说，有一个官问耶稣说，善良的老师，我该做什么事才能承受永生呢？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有善良的。
If we were basically good, if human beings were basically good, then we don't need to be saved.
如果我们觉得我们人本善的话，那么我们就不需要救赎了，不是吗？
That is why it is a wrongconcept. People think human beings are basically good. You just ask a baby and a toddler, are they basically good?
所以其实如果我们认同这句话，人本善的话，其实我们不在真理当中。如果看一个婴孩的话，你都看得到。
You can see, right? If parents, your children needs to be taught, needs to be disciplined.
当我们看到孩子在小的时候，我们的家长都需要去管教、教养我们的孩子。
Because they're basically not good.
因为他们的本性并不是善的。
Amen. And that the reason why is because we all have been born with sin.
那么原因就是我们出生都是带着罪性的。
And sin has corrupted us.
那么这个罪呢，来败坏了我们的里面。
And the corruption of sin has basically confused and marred our understanding of our purpose and mission in life.
因为罪败坏我们的思想，所以让我们无法明白神在我们生命中的旨意。
So the first thing we need to understand is, I need to be saved.
那么第一件事我们需要明白的是，我们需要被拯救。
Only Jesus is good.
我们知道，就耶稣是良善的那一位。
And when I'm saved,
当我们得救的时候
I will try and do good.
那么我们要顺从神去做那好善事。
God is asking us not to be good, but to do good things.
神不是叫我们要做一个好人，而是要做那善的事。
To walk in the Spirit, to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
那我们要顺着圣灵而行，来结出圣灵的果子。
So that the things that we do are good.
所以我们所行出来的善是顺从圣灵而结的好的果子。
Because there is a transformation that happens.
因为在我们里面有一个生命的改变。
Amen. And if we begin to accept, hey, I am basically in my human nature, I am fallible.I have faults. I am not perfect. Then you take off a lot of burdens off your shoulder.
所以如果我们接受一个事实，就是我们在里面是有缺陷的，是有瑕疵的，是不完美的时候，其实无意中我们把这个负担也放下来的。
How many of you know when as soon as you become a Christian, you're still basically the same?
很多时候，当我们其实成为基督徒以后，我们的生命并没有太大的改变。
And so through walking with God, we bear the fruit of the Spirit, and hopefully we do better and better and good things.
但是随着我们更多的认识，我们与神同行，认识神以后，我们的生命能结出圣灵的果子。
That's why, brothers and sisters, never put pressure on yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要给自己有压力。
If somebody say to you, Ruth, you're not a good person, and you say, correct.
因为如果有人说 Ruth 你不是一个好人，我承认是的。
That's why I need Jesus.
就是因为我不是好人，所以我需要耶稣啊。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why when you're on social media, people will criticize you. Let them criticize because we are all the same.
所以当我们在社交媒体上看到很多人因为我们所说的事情来论断我们的时候，那就让他们说去吧。
We are not into the opinions of people, but we want the opinion of God.
我们 不需要去在意人对我们的评价，我们在意的是神对我们的评价。
And so when you basically can accept, hey, I am my human nature is sinful and got problems. Accept that.
所以如果你接受并且认清这个事实，我的人，我人性是罪的，我有罪恶，我不是良善的时候。
Because then at least you know what you need to do.
那么接下来你就会知道你要做什么。
Because you know that you need the work and the help of the Holy Spirit.
因为当你意识到这一点的时候，你才知道你要需要圣灵的帮助。
To help you to do good things.
来帮助你行善事。
And to help you to walk in the Spirit to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
来帮助你可以顺从圣灵而行，而结出那美好的果子。
Amen.
Amen.
When we have understood that one point,
我们如果明白这一点的话,
then we've got to go back to the basics.
那我们要回到那个最基本的点。
What happens if I am not sinful? If my nature was not sinful, what has God made me to do?
如果我的本性不是本身带有罪性的事，那么神本身要我做什么？
What have I been designed to do?
那么我在最初神创造我的目的是什么？
Because when I compare myself to Ruth and compare to anyone, I am different.
当我们把自己跟身边的人对比的时候，我们发现每个人都是独特的，都是不同的。
We are all different.
我们每个人都是不同的。
And we have all been given different talents and giftings.
我们每个人都有不同的才干和恩赐。
In other words, I have been designed.
这就是神创造了我。
By somebody.
我是被某个人所设计的。
And that person is God.
那么这个人就是神。
If he created me,
如果神创造了我，
then he has given me some talents and giftings.
那么他就给我了，赋予我的一些才干和恩赐。
Why?
为什么呢？
For his purpose.
是为了他的目的。
And so angels are the same.
那么同样天使也是一样的。
Every angel that is created has a purpose.
每一个被受造的天使都为着一个目的。
And they have been given gifts and talents.
他们也被赋予了才干和恩赐。
To do a particular job.
来做一个特定的一个职业。
And so my talent and my gifting are different from every single person in this room.
所以我们在这里的每个人，我们所被赋予的才干恩赐和身边的其他人都是不同的。
We could be similar.
我们可能有相似的之处。
And yet we are different.
但最终还是不同的。
So you got to understand.I am different from everybody else.
所以你要知道你与别人是不同的。
And I have been given some talents and giftings from God.
那么神赐予了我有些特定的才干和。
My talents and gifting may not show up while I was at school.
可能在读书的时候，我这些神所赋予的才干恩赐并没有显露出来。
Amen? Because the school system does not help everybody's talent and giftings.To come to the front.
因为很多时候那个教育的系统并不允许把每个人的潜力和才干显露出来，发掘出来。
You may or may not have discovered your talents and your giftings yet.
可能你现在还没有发掘到你的才干和恩赐。
Amen. It depends on what education you've had and what you have gone through in life.
其实取决于你之前所受的什么教育，你的成长的环境等等。
Some of us may have already understood.And know our giftings and talents.
有些人可能对你的才干恩赐已经有所了解。
Now, that is a fact. We have all got talents and gifts.
那么这个事实是我们每个人都有这个才干和恩赐。
Accept that.
一定要接受这个事实。
Even when you feel you're useless and people look down on you, you have got talents and you have got giftings. You may not know it yet.
尽管别人觉得你好像没用啊，你很蠢啊，没什么才干，但这个事实是你要知道你有。
If you can discover them, it will make life very easy for you.
如果你发觉它的那一天的时候，会让你的生活有极大的改变。
Because if you are working and moving in your talents and giftings, it's something that is easy for you and very difficult for others.
因为当你在顺着神所赋予你的才干恩赐去行的时候，那么这个事情就很顺风顺雨了。但是对别人来说，可能是很难的一件事情。
Amen. If you look at recently Elon Musk being the first trillionaire, you're thinking, where does he get his brain from?
那我们看亿万富翁Elon Musk， 你看他成为世界的首位亿万富翁，那你会觉得哇，他从哪里来的这个头脑跟智商
？To him is very easy.
对他来说是信手拈来的事情。
To us is very hard.
对于我们很多人来说是很难想象的一件事情。
Because that's his gifting.
那可能就是神给他的一个恩赐。
Amen. Some people can easily sing. People can easily play piano and write music because that's their talent. It's easy for them. They don't really need to learn.
对有些人来说，唱歌、作曲啊、写音乐、弹钢琴是很容易一件事情，这是就是他们的那个恩赐来的。
Some people love cooking.
有些人喜欢做饭。
And they keep creating really delicious food. But others, we hate it. We like instant noodles.
但是有些人他们的厨艺非常卓越，他们很容易就制造一些很有想法、创意的那些食谱出来。但是有些人就是望尘莫及，最多吃泡面。
And that's how you really know.One of the first indications of how you know what your talents and giftings are, because you find it easy.
所以这就是我们用这个方法，可以在我们觉得容易做的事上去发掘我们的才干和恩赐。
And then other people who are similar to you can confirm, hey, you got that gift.
那么可能跟您有类似的人，他们也会让你确认说，哦，你真的在这方面有恩赐哦，有才那个天赋。
Amen. More than what your mom and dad says.
可能比你父母所认同的还多。
Amen. Others will confirm.
其他你身边的人可以让你认识到这一点。
And so this is true because in Psalm 139 verse 14 say, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well.
这里诗篇139篇14节说，我要称谢你，因我的受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心所深知道的。
Here is a fact.
这也是一个事实。
According to King David, that all of us are fearfully and wonderfully made.
正如大卫王这里所说的，我们每个人都是奇妙可畏的受造。
So there's nobody useless.
所以没有一个人在人眼中是无用的。
Nobody's life is pointless.
没有一个人的生命是无意义的。
Nobody's life is insignificant.
没有一个人的生命是无价值的，是无意义的。
You see, if the world or the church does not discover your giftings and your talent, it makes the church and the world poorer.
所以如果我们没有去发掘我们的才干的话，可能我们会让这个世界甚至我们的教会不能更好的去运行。
Because your gift and talent is for God's purpose and for God's mission.
我们的才干和恩赐是来执行神给我们的这个职业和使命。
Amen. And if you exercise them, somebody will be blessed by you.
如果你很好的使用这神所赋予的才干恩赐，那么有些人会因为你这些才干而蒙福。
The kingdom of God will advance because of you.
那么神的国度会因此被扩张。
So some people in this world are waiting for you to manifest your talent and your giftings.
所以在世上有些人可能正在等待你的那些才干恩赐彰显出来，来祝福他们。
Because if we can manifest these things that God has given us, because God has given them to us, it has a greater impact than what you think.
所以如果我们能彰显神所赐这些恩赐的话，那么我们就知道这个恩赐是有极大的作用的。
How many of you know the evangelist, the late evangelist Reinhard Bonnke?
那么我们知道已经过世的那个布永康的那个传道人。
He has led over 80 million people to God.
他带领超过8000万的人来认识主。
Amazing.
是一个很奇妙的。
But when he was young,When he was in his late teens, his father had no hope for him.
但是在他在青少年十几岁的时候，当时他的父亲觉得他是完全没指望的人了。
His father is a Pentecostal pastor.
他的牧师是。
And he can't see any giftings or any talent from his son.
他的父亲当时还是那个灵恩派教会的牧师，他居然在他自己儿子身上看不到任何神所赐的恩赐。
And in Germany, they call sons like that zero.
然后在德国呢，他们把那些觉得好像你没有意义、没有用的人称零。
So the great evangelist was called zero in his life.
那么布永康在他年少的时候，却被他的家人称为零。
And he said in his testimony, his dad finally managed to get him an apprenticeship, some kind of apprenticeship from a member of his church.
那么后来在他的人生传记当中他又提到，然后后来他爸爸托关系呢来给他找了一个学徒的工作。
And the great evangelist said after 1 week of working he was chased out of his boss's workshop.
但是好不容易找到工作，然后做了一周以外呢，人家就把他踢出去了。
And so his dad looked at him, what can you do, Reinhard?
然后他爸爸看到他真的是毫无头绪，怎么办呢你现在？
And so in desperation, he sent him to Bible college.
所以在一个很迫切的绝望的状态之下让他去读神学了。
And little did his father know, his talent was his evangelism.
但是他的爸爸当时完全没有想到，原来不永康的那个恩赐就是在传福音上。
Can you imagine if he never discovered his talent and his giftings?
想想如果当初他没有去发掘神所赐给他这个恩赐的话，
80 million people will not be in heaven.
八千万的灵魂可能就不会出现在天堂上面。
Amen.
Amen.
That is the impact of our giftings and our talent.
这就是我们神所赐给我们的才干和恩赐所带来的这个影响力。
If we use it for God's purpose and not just for ourselves,
如果我们不只是为了我们自我的目的，而是为了神的目的的话，
because God can use somebody who's willing to put his life in his hands.
因为神会使用那些愿意顺服把自己的生命交托在神手中的人。
So in the great evangelist's dad's eyes, he said, "Why, God, have you given me such a son?"
可能在不永康父亲的眼中说啊，为什么当时会埋怨说是那为什么你会给我这样的孩子？
Why can't it be like Mrs. You know, next door? Look at his son. He's gone to Oxford. He's gone to Cambridge.
过来有人说，哎，为什么你不给我一个邻居家的孩子这样子这么优秀，读牛津剑桥
？He's working for you know Goldman Sachs, making you know millions.
可能在这些很大公司工作，赚很多钱。
And my son, he can't do anything.
看看我的儿子一无是处。
Because his son hasn't discovered his talent yet.
因为当时他的孩子可能还没有发掘他的生命的呼召。
And when we are saved, and when we come before God, God will begin to mold us, push us towards that which He wants us to serve.
但是当我们得救以后来到神面前，神会来继续的来塑造我们的生命，让我们来成就他的旨意。
It is wonderful to discover your talents and your giftings.
所以来发掘我们生命中的才干恩赐是非常奇妙的一件事情。
Because these are the answers. This is what you need to discover for your life, not only for church, but for your personal life.
所以这是我们需要找到这个答案，也是为了不光是为了教会，而是为了我们个人的生命要寻找到这个答案。
Because I believe the same talents and same gifting that can lead thousands of people to Christ can also help you to earn a living in life.
因为我相信同样的一个裁判可能让你带成千上万的人来信主，同样也会让你有这个能力来谋生。
Imagine, right, if your job is a counselor.
想想如果你的
you counsel people.
如果你的工作是个辅导员，你来辅导心理咨询。
Or you are a psychiatrist.
或者你是一个心理咨询师。
But then you got the gift of prophecy.
但是同时你有先知预言的恩赐。
Before the patient walks in, you already know what's wrong.
可能在你那个病人进来咨询之前，你已经知道他的问题所在了。
Amen. It's amazing.
是很奇妙的事。
That's why some people when they sing under the anointing is not the same as someone who just sing.
所以有些人在有恩膏之下的那种唱歌跟普通的唱歌是有分别的。
So the fact is, all of us are wonderfully made.
所以事实就是我们每个人都是那奇妙可贵的
受造。There is nobody insignificant and there's nobody useless.
没有一个人是没有意义、没有价值、无用的。
Everybody say, I am not useless.
每个人说我不是那无用的人。
I am not insignificant.
我不是没有价值的。
And you say to your next neighbor,You are great.
然后对我们身边的人说，你是极有用的人。
You are wonderfully made.
你是那奇妙可畏的受造。
Is it in verse 16? He says, "Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them."
那么十九节接着说，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子我尚未度一日都在你的册子上写了。
According to David, our lives, who we are, how God made us, is written in God's book.
那么按照大卫在这个诗篇139篇所写的，我们的日子如何，我们的生命如何，在我们未度一日之先，神已经写在他的册子上了。
I don't know what book that is. It must be a really big book.
我不知道这里讲是什么样的书册子，一定是一个很大的册子。
But in that book, God before he made you has already written down who you are.
这很奇妙的是，神在创造你之前，他已经把关乎你一切的事情写下来了。
What talents and giftings will he give you?
什么样的才干和恩赐他会赋予你？
Amen.、嗯、It's determined by God. You don't learn it. You already have it.
这是神所特定为你预备的，不是我们赚取的。
Hallelujah. You see, it's written down.
因为全部都写下来了。
And guess what?Also, what God wants you to achieve in life.
同时，神想要你在生命中所要达成的这个旨意跟目的，也写下来。
Therefore, right? God wrote down. Okay, on this day, Joshua Chan will be born.
那么在那个册子上写，在某年某月某日啊 ，Joshua 会出生。
I have given him a talent.
我给了他一个恩赐。
To make lots of money.
这个恩赐让他能赚不少钱
like Elon Musk
就像、Elon Musk 一样
and then in his days
然后在他的日子里面
he will do this and that and this and that this is what God desires
然后神说他在这个日子当中他会做这个做那个做那个
Amen?
神已经写好了
isn't that what you would do if you were creating something if you were drawing something if you were making something you have a purpose for it
所以就像我们在设计东西我们在计划规划一件事情的时候我们会把所有那些目的一步一步的写下来
So I created a mop
就好像我设计了一个拖把
What do you want a mop for?
那么你这个拖把你设计出来这个拖把是来做什么用的呢
You understand? A mop is a mop
那么拖把就是拖把了
It has a purpose
那么它被照呢是有一个目的的
And they say okay your purpose is to clean
那我们写下来说，他你的目的，你被造的目的就是来做清洁的。
Okay. That's the purpose of the mop is to clean something.
那么这个拖把的那个那目的就是来清洁的。
Now, as a creator, I'm going to give it a mission.
那么我作为设计这个拖把的人，那么我
You shall clean toilets.
然后我说，你的使命就是来清洁厕所。
You understand? Purpose and mission.
所以大家看到这个设计的目的和一个使命是不同的。
What you were created for.And what your task going to be?
那么你被造的一个受造的目的，还有你要为神做的事情不同的。
God has given you a beautiful voice. That's the purpose.
那么神给你一个优美的声线。
But how are you going to use it?
那你如何来使用这个优美的声线呢
？A girl called Esther was born beautiful. That was her purpose. To be born beautiful.
那么以斯。
Esther, Queen Esther.
以斯帖她被造是相貌容美，那么是要成就一个目的。
So throughout her life, everybody go, Do you know your daughter so beautiful? Hey, remember marrying my son.
所以她一生都是被人所仰慕的，别人都想追着来娶她。
But it written in God's book, the mission was not to marry next door neighbor's son.
但是在神的册子上写的这个以斯帖并不是要嫁给邻居家的孩子哦
She was going to become queen
而是她要成为那个王后
To save Israel
来拯救以色列民族
Amen A mop is the purpose
那么拖把是的设计的目的是来清洁但清洁什么呢
Its mission is to clean toilets
那么它的使命是要清洁厕所
You've been given a voice
那比如说你被有优美的声音
You've been given a talent
你被
That is your purpose
才干这是一个目的
But where is it going to be used
那么你要怎么使用你这个才干呢
Hallelujah
就是你的使命了
Hallelujah So it's all written down in the book
所以这一切都写在神的册子上了。
This is an amazing thing about God. He already knows.
这是关乎神的很奇妙的事情。神知道万有。
You see, in Exodus 32 verse 32, Moses knows about this book. Moses knows about this book.
那么在出埃及记里面讲到，摩西也知道这个册子。
And so when he was pleading before God for Israel, he said these words.
所以当他摩西来到神面前为以色列人哀求的时候，他对神说。
But now if you will forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written.
他说 出埃及记的32:32说，现在求你赦免他们的罪，不然就把我从你所写的册上除名。
Moses know about this book that David is talking about.
摩西在很早以前就知道了大卫后来提到了赦免这册子。
Moses is saying, God, if you do not forgive Israel, you tear me out of your book so as though I don't exist.
所以摩西跟神去哀求的时候，如果你不赦免他们的罪，你不如把我从这个册子上除名吧，就当我没有存在过。
So there is this book.
所以真的有这个本册子存在哦。
That contains your name.
上面记录了我你我的名字。
Contains the details of your life.
记录了关乎我们一切的生命的细节。
Your purpose.
我的人生的意义。
And your mission.
我神所赋予我的使命。
Our job is to know what that is.
我们的工作呢，就是来找到、知道这一切。
There's more.
当然还有更多。
In this book, in Psalm 56, verse 8, it says, "You keep track of my sorrows."You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book.
诗篇的56篇第8节说，我几次流离你都数算，求你把我的眼泪装在你的皮囊里，这一切不都记在你的册子上吗？
Not only does this book tells us what's your purpose and mission, it also records what has happened to you.
所以这本册子不光记录了神给我们的使命啊，我们的旨意，同时也关乎我们生命一切的细节
including all your tears
包括你所要流的所有的眼泪都记录在册子上。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, you think that God doesn't know about your suffering and your pain? No, somebody, some angel has recorded it.
所以很多时候我们觉得神你不知道我所经历那些苦难和痛苦，其实殊不知神整叫天使已经记录下来了。
We find that incredibly difficult to actually comprehend, but it's true.
我们可能觉得超级难去想象理解。
Because there is a purpose for that book.
因为在这本册子上有一个目的。
It says so in Revelations chapter 20, verse 12.
因为在启示录第20章这里讲了。
And I saw the dead, the great and small, standing before God, and books were open. Why there's books? Because there's your book and there's my book.There's many books.
好，这里启示录讲了，这里讲说案卷展开了。那么这个案卷是一个复数，不止一本，包括你和我的都有。
Why does God open the books?
为什么神会把这个案卷、这个册子打开呢？
Because it's there in order to see how well have you done.
因为是为了让我们看到我们是不是有如这个册子所记录的来实现这一切。
But then there's another book.
但这里还有另外一卷书。
Then another book was opened, which is the book of life.
那么另外一卷展开的书是那个生命册。
And the dead were judged by what was written in the books according to what they had done.
他说死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
So there's two books.
所以有两本书。
There's one book called the book of life, where you are registered for eternity.
所以这有一本生命册，是记录你我灵魂得救的人进入永恒的人。
As long as we're saved, washing the blood of Jesus, our name is written in the book of life.
只要我们得救，被耶稣羔羊的宝血所洁净，我们的名字写在生命册上。
But that's not the book that David and Moses is talking about.
但是这本册子并不是刚刚我们在看到摩西和大卫所提到的这个册子。
That book is the books that were opened.
这里这个案卷是一个复数被展开，不止一本。
Why? What does it contain?
那么这些案卷当中
，Remember
记载了什么呢
？That book records everything that happens.
所以这个册子是记载了所有关乎你我的事。
Because it records everything that you have done.
因为它记录了所有你我所做的事。
I didn't make this up, right? You look at it.
我没有瞎编号，大家自己看。
In other words, the Bible say, when we die, we stand before God.
是你说，当我们死的时候，我们会站在神面前。
First, he will check the book of life. Are you saved?
首先他会看那个生命册，你的名字是不是写在上面？
If it's there, then you're saved.
如果你的名字写在生命册上，那么你得救了。
And then a second book is open.
那么第二本书卷会打开。
And that is the book that David is talking about.
那么这第二本书卷就是刚刚大卫所提到的。
That contains your talent, that contains your gifting, that contains God's purpose.
那么上面记录了关乎你的才干、恩赐和你人生的旨意、目的。
And they will look to see what you have done.
然后他们会展开这个书卷来看你做了什么。
A And that's how we should always realize about our lives.
这是我们要如何来看待我们的生命。
It's not some kind of random thing that's happening in our lives.
我们生命中发生的一切都不是偶然的。
Somehow, in our lives, the way we think, our choices that we make, God's invisible hand is with us.
那是我们生命中我们所做的一些随意的选择，但是都是神那看不见的手在帮助我们，引导我们。
Amen. Because God wants you to fulfill His purpose and His mission.
因为神想要你我都来实现他在我们生命中的旨意和使命。
The good news is, I know what's written in that book of yours and mine. I know.
好消息是我知道那本书上写的关于你我的事。
I can tell you today, do you like to know?
今天我可以告诉你。
And your mission in life.
今天我就可以告诉你，你想知道吗？神在我们生命中的旨意和使命。
So that when you stand before God one day as SEC members, you say, "Yeah, I know."
所以有一天你作为 SEC 的那个会员在神面前的时候，你可以有报上的答案。
I am absolutely certain what your mission and what your purpose in life is after we've been saved.
我非常确认，在我们得救重生之后。神在我们生命中的旨意和使命是什么
Would you like to know your purpose in life? Because all of us share the same purpose. That's why I know my purpose is the same as your purpose.
所以你想知道这个目的吗？其实我们你我都是有同一个目的旨意的。
Matthew chapter 22 verse 37 to 39. Jesus said to him,You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And this is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
马太福音22章37到39节说，耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。这是最大的，且是第一条诫命。第二条也如此，就是要爱邻如己。
From the beginning of time,To now, to the end of the ages, God's purpose for mankind has never changed.
从创世之初到最后的末了，那么神对人类的目的都没有变过。
We all share one purpose.
我们都共有同一个目的。
That we have to learn and have to practice loving God and loving people.
我们需要学会并且操练爱神并且爱人。
Amen. And that might shock us.
可能你听到这个很震惊。
That is why the purpose in life is not about your purpose. God will bless you, but it's not about you. It's not about self-centered. It's about what God wants. God's will is for us.
所以我们讲到这个目的的时候，不是关乎你我想在生命当中达成这样的怎样的事情，而是神想借着我们做成他的事情。
That is God's will for us every day.
这就是神在每一天对我们的旨意。
That's why God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses.
这是为什么神给摩西有十诫。
And in the New Testament, it has not changed.
那么在新约当中，这个想法没有改变。
Even though God Jesus has fulfilled them for us.
因为耶稣自己的为我们成就了这个律法。
But it is still our purpose.
但是仍然是你我每一个人的一个旨意。
That we have learned how to love God.
就是我们要学会爱神
and how to love our neighbors.
并且爱我们的邻舍
That's all.
就这么多
That's my purpose.
这是我的目的
And that's your purpose.
也是你的目的
So the talents and God's gifting for you is all for that purpose.
所以神所赐给你的才干和恩赐也是为了成就这样的一个目的
Amen. If I'm good at making money, I'm going to make more money for others as well as me.I'm going to create jobs so that people are employed. That's how you love people as well. So if you run a business and if you're a good boss and you create jobs, that is love for people.
所以如果你是一个神给你赚钱的能力，那你赚很多钱来帮助制造很多就业的机会，让很多人因此而蒙福。
So that your employees can go home and put food on table and love their wives and children.That is an impact.
所以让你的员工因为他们有就业的机会，他们赚了钱，他们可以回到家，可以养家糊口，然后他们也因此来祝福了他们。
And if God has given you a talent so that when you study medicine so easy, then you're a doctor. What for? So that you can be a really good doctor, really good surgeon.
所以如果神给你一个才干和恩赐，让你来学医的话，你能对你来说很容易一件事情，那么你会将来成为一个好的医生，好的外科医生来帮助别人。
Be a really good teacher.
或者你成为一个好的教师。
So that the children are blessed by you.
所以你所教的孩子因你而蒙福。
It is your ministry.
这就是成为你的事工。
Because those children only have certain number of years in contact with you.
因为那些孩子只有跟你只有短短的几年接触的时间。
And you as a teacher, you make those few hours with you every day may be the only few hours that the children can feel at peace until they go home.
所以 你所教的那些孩子那些学生可能就是因为每天跟你接触那几个小时是唯一让他们感受到平安的那个时间在他们回家之前。
So don't look down upon your job saying, oh, this badly paid, I wish I was in a banker or whatever. No, look upon the lives that you're impacting.
所以不要去轻视你所在的工作，不要觉得因为那个收入很少，所以你觉得啊，我宁愿换一个工作，做一个银行家。但是我们要看到你的工作所影响的那些人。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, look at our talents, look at our giftings.
所以弟兄姊妹
，They are for one purpose, in order to bless God and bless people.
所以我们看神所赐给我们的才干和恩赐的位置，这一个目的就是。让了去祝福神，让我们可以爱神，也可以爱人。
So it doesn't matter whether you're a chef, whether you're an accountant, whatever is your talent, whatever is your gift, let it be for God's glory and for the love of people.
所以不管你是一个厨师，或者你是个会计师，只要用神给你的才干去祝福人，来爱人就好了。
Can you see your purpose?
大家现在能看到我们的目的旨意了吗？
You have to learn in every way, how can I love God more and how can I love people more?
所以我们做任何事情让我们可以想到这两点神啊如何更爱你神让我怎么去更爱人
Amen So we are all like the mop made to be clean to clean We are made to love God and love people That is what God designed us to do
所以就像刚刚我讲的那个拖把的那个比喻一样我们每一个人都受造去爱我们的神也爱邻舍
And it is written in the book
这也写在这个册子上。
But then God gave you and me different talents and different giftings to accomplish that.
但是神赐给我们每个人不同的才干恩赐来成就这样一个使命。
Amen. Some tasks, some things that God wants you to do, it is beyond human ability.
很多时候神所让我们做的事情可能是超过我们人自然的一种能力。
And that is why sometimes he has to give you a supernatural gift.
这是为什么神要给我们一些超自然的才干
To do that which is beyond your ability.
去做一些超乎我们正常能力所做的事
So as a doctor, I can only prescribe medicine. I can only go so far.
那么作为一个医生我只能开一些处方开一些药来帮助
But I can't heal the sick and raise the dead.
但是我不可能完全医治这些有病的人或者让死人复活
I can only go so far with my gifting and my talents.
用我根据我的才干，我只能做到某些某种程度。
Certain things has to become supernatural.
有些事情是在我能力范围要需要超自然的能力来成就的。
And that is why loving God and loving people also involves supernatural gifts.
所以有时候我们说爱神或爱人也包含了这种超自然的恩赐。
Because when you can heal the sick, cast out demons, that is love.
因为当我们来行异能，我们使人复活，也是在爱人。
Amen.That is what we expect God to do.
这也是我们期待神能做的。
But God will do it through us.
但是神会借着我们的器皿来做。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, not only pursue your natural gifts and talents, also pursue the supernatural ones.
所以我们不光要去追求那种自然的那种才干和恩赐，我们同时要去竭力追求超自然的恩赐。
That is why Rainer Bonnke could preach to millions of people because it's supernatural.
这为什么布永宽他能向成千上万的人去布道是因为就是有超自然的恩赐
Amen Let us covet Let us go for supernatural gifts
让我们也去追求这种超自然的恩赐
Because this is not to make you look good It's to help you to accomplish the purpose of God for your life
因为追求属灵的恩赐并不是让我们自己来彰显我们自己的荣耀而是让我们帮助我们去成就神给我们这个使命让我们爱神也爱人
So when you decide to become a doctor
所以当你决定要做医生的时候
Or in business or become a chef
或者做一个做生意或者做厨师
You got to do it with this thing in mind that it is for that I somehow from my work from my life I'm going to learn and impact people's lives I'm going to love God I'm going to learn to love people
所以我们不管做什么样的工作，我们带着这样的一种意念，说我们所做的一切都是帮助我们更加的去爱神，也帮助我们身边的人。
Hallelujah! All of us,
我们所有的人，你我都是。
Just like the mop to clean, so our purpose is to love.
所以就好像那个拖把被设计来清洁，我们被造也是来爱。
To love what?
去爱什么呢
？To love God and love people.
爱我们的神，也爱我们的灵舍。
Amen. That's what we do every day.
这就是我们每天所做的。
But yet God has gave us a great commission.
但是神还给我们一个大使命。
Something that we must do for the kingdom.
就是我们需要为神的国所做的。
So the mission is how we practice.
那么这个大使命就是如何我们来操练。
Our purpose.
操练神给我们的这个使命。
We're going to use our purpose.In order to reach out to more people.
我们要用我们的旨意来去触摸到更多的人。
So here is our mission. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Verse 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.And behold, I am with you always to the end of the ages.
马太福音二十八章十九节说：“所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导你们，他们遵守。看哪，我天天与你们同在，直到世代的终结。”
Best way to read this verse is actually read it backwards.
那么最好理解这个经文的方法就是倒着来读。
What do I mean by that?
什么意思呢？
First of all, God is with me.
首先，我们要知道，相信神与我们同在。
In other words, I need to work with Jesus.
换言之，我们与基督同行，
Hallelujah.
同工。
In this mission,
在这个使命当中，
Jesus is with me.
耶稣是与我同在的。
It is a partnership.
是与主同工的关系。
I am working with Jesus.
我与基督同工。
Jesus is with me, and I'm with Jesus.
耶稣与我同在，我与基督同在。
Amen. And I'm going to work.On something that he commanded.
那么我要去做一些他所吩咐我要做的事情。
Going backwards.
那我们就是好像倒着读这个经文哈。
Right. Something that he commanded.
我们要去做他所吩咐我们做的事。
And guess what?
是什么呢？
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all working on this.
就是父子圣灵这三位一体的神都在我们里面运行。
To what? To work for what?
就为了什么而做呢？
To make us disciples.
就是让我们做他们的做主的门徒。
And so here, when we love God and love people, one of the most important expressions and work is that mission. We have to go out there. Not just our love should also be expressed in making disciples.
所以当我们有这个旨意，爱神爱人的旨意的时候，我们需要用通过使命来彰显这样旨意，就是去使人做主的门徒。
Because ultimately, what a person needs is not just a job.
因为当一个人他们真正需要的不光只是一份工作。
It's not just be healed.
并不是只需要得救。
It's not just making a lot of money.
也并不是只是需要赚很多钱。
That is good.
这当然看上去很好。
But ultimately, that person needs to be saved.
但最终这些人他们需要得救。
So as a teacher, not only am I going to be good to the children so that they're blessed, I'm going to pray for them.
所以不管作为教师，你不光是对你的学生好，那么同时要他们为他们祷告。
I'm going to pray for those children that I see every day.
我要为那些每天我所见到那些我教的那些学生为他们祷告。
Because that 1 year that I'm with that child, you never know as a teacher what kind of impact you can have on that kid. So therefore, not only am I going to be good teacher, I'm going to pray so that they become a disciple of Jesus.
所以作为我们跟孩子接触的那一段时间，我们用那段时间不光是教导他们，同时也为他们祷告，希望借着我们的祷告，然后他们不光是做一个好学生，同时也成为主的门徒。
Amen. Not only am I going to be a good doctor, but every day I'm going to pray to God, Lord bless my patients.
所以当我不光只是做一个好的医生，那么同时每天我为神祷告，求神来祝福我的病人。
Not only am I going to be a good boss, I'm going to pray for my employees.
所以我不光作为一个好老板，通常为我的员工祷告。
Pray that that salvation will come upon their families.
祷告救恩临到那些员工的家中。
That they will become disciples of Jesus.
祷告他们也成为主的门徒。
That is our mission.
这就是神给我们的使命。
Can you understand, brothers and sisters? Our purpose is to love.
那我们的目的，受造的目的是去爱。
Not only is our love expressed in every day what we do, but ultimately it is for a mission.
所以我们的爱不光是在每天的生活当中彰显出来，最终的目的要成就，是让他们做门徒。
To help to bring the harvest in.
是帮把更多灵魂的收割带来。
To help the Lord Jesus Christ.
是来帮助我们的主。
To help the Trinity.
是来与三位一体的神同工。
To participate in what they're doing.
来参与到他们所做的事情当中。
Amen. That is written in our book.
这些也是写在神给我们的册子上。
That is written in my book.
这是写在我的书上，册子上。
God has ordained that that on this day, I'm going to be saved.
神已经写下在什么时候我要得救。
And I'm going to go through a lot of different things.
我也会经历不同的事情。
I'm going to learn. God wants me to learn to love Him and love people.
神想让我们学会如何来爱神，也来爱人。
Because He wants to use me.
因为神要使用我。
He wants to use you.
也要使用你。
To help Him.
来帮助神。
To make disciples.
使万民做主的门徒。
And when you understand that.
当我明白这个道理的时候。
When you and I understand that.
当你明白这个道理的时候
，That should drive our lives.
那就会推动我们的生命。
It should drive our decisions.
也会来影响我们的选择。
And we will be able to see life in a completely different way.
我们来看待我们的生命的时候，有一个完全不同的视角。
Amen? And that's why those young people, right? If you're still studying.
那么，对于那些我们正在学习的年轻人来说，青年人
，I tell you, find your purpose and mission now.
现在就找到你生命的旨意。
Because it will determine the university that you go to.
因为现在就会取决你决定你之后要上什么大学。
And the kind of job that you want.
你以后想找怎样的工作。
When you know this.
当你明白这一点的时候。
You're going to go, hey, I've got this talent.
你会说哦，我有这样的一个才干。
I'm going to use it for God's glory.
我想用这个来成就神的荣耀。
That's why I'm going to go for this kind of job.
我要做这样的工作，这类的工作。
And then you're going to excel.
然后，因为你这样的决定会让你有成功。
Imagine if you're born a donkey.
啊
，donkey.
如果你是一个驴子。
And then everybody in the world tell you, no, you know, you can make a lot of money by being a racehorse.
很多人说，那你做骑马的人会赚很多钱，跑马人。就是赛马的人。
Just because the world tell you, hey, don't go for this sort of job, but go for this job because it pays a lot more. It's like telling a donkey to be a racehorse.
所以就是很多时候我们不要随波逐流，因为看到别人觉得说啊这个领域好，然后你就去做那样的事情。
It's like telling someone is only 4 foot tall to be a basketball player.
就是好像你叫一个身高不很矮的人去做一个篮球运动员。
And all you end up doing is being unhappy in life.
这就是你没有走在你的赛道当中，那你最后你就变得不开心。
And many of us have not discovered our talents yet.
很多人我们还没有发掘我们自己的才干和恩赐。
Ask the Holy Spirit.
我们就祷告圣灵。
To show you.
来给我们显示。
Because you will find your purpose.
因为你会找到你的目的。
You will find your mission.
你会找到神给你的使命。
And how do you know?
你如何知道呢？
Because it becomes easy.
因为当你去做的时候会变得很容易。
And all of it will eventually lead you to make disciples.
那么你所做的这一切最终会让你来使这些人做门徒。
If you end up not making disciples, you're not doing the right thing.
如果你到最后你没有来接触这个果子的时候可能你不再做对的事情。
If we don't make disciples, we may as well go to heaven now.
那如果我们不让外民做门徒我们不如现在就去天家了。
Amen? So that you have a smaller book.
可能你的册子会小一点。
So God has less to look at.
可能神有少点事情来看。
Amen. Otherwise, there's a lot of recording.
不然就会写很多很长的记录。
Brothers and sisters, can you see what I'm saying?
弟兄姊妹，你们明白我在说什么吗？
God has given me a purpose and given you a purpose that are the same.
所以神给你我的这个旨意是一样的。
He has given me a mission and given you a mission. It's all the same.
你我的使命也是相同的。
We share the same thing with God.
我们与神都有同样一个使命。
But where we differ,
但是不同的是
is our talents,
是我们每个人的才干
and our giftings,
我们的恩赐。
And that is why we need to encourage each other.
这是我们要彼此的鼓励。
To use our giftings,
用神所赐给我们的恩赐和才干。
To help to accomplish what God wants to do in your life.
来成就神在你我身中要做成的事。
Amen?
Amen.
And when we do that,
当我们这样做的时候,
we get a sense of fulfillment.
我们会有这样极大的成就感。
Don't wait until when I retire, then I'm going to serve God.
不要说等到我退休以后我才侍奉神。
You know, as a person reaching retirement age, I'm telling you, don't do that.
当我自己已经快到退休年龄的时候，我告诉你，一定不要有这样的想法。
Because when you reach retirement age,
因为当你真正到了退休的年龄的时候
，your body doesn't work the same way as when you were young.
你本身的身体的功能都跟你可能年轻的时候都很大不同了。
Boy, when you got energy and you don't need to sleep so much, whatever, serve the Lord.
所以当你们真的还年轻的时候有力的时候就来侍奉神
Fulfill his purpose
来成就神的旨意
Fulfill the mission that he's given us
来做成神要我们做的这个使命
Let's pray
好来祷告
Lord I pray for all of us
主为我们所有人祷告
That Lord our purpose Lord God
主让我们知道我们的旨意
To learn to love you and love people
就是让我们来爱你也爱神爱人
In whatever job we do whatever walks of life whatever we find ourselves in this earth
主要不管我们在世上做怎样的工作我们处于怎么样的一个环境
Help us, Lord.
主求你来帮助我
Help us to fulfill our purpose.
主帮助我们来成就我们每个人
生命中的旨意 So that when we stand before you and our book is open
主当我们站在你面前我们那个册子打开的时候
That you could see it's being recorded
你看到我们所做的一切都已经被记录下来了
It records many, many examples
会记录了很多很多的那些案例
Many, many instances
有很多很多的馨香
Where that love has been expressed,
当那些爱被表达出来的时候
towards you, Lord,
对你的爱
and people,
对我们身边的人的爱
we thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你
At the same time, Father, help us, O God, not to be so self-centered.
主要同时帮助我们不要如此自我中心
not to just hold on to those gifting for ourselves.
不只是来用这些才干恩赐来服务我们自己
but to remember to bring in the harvest.
让我们也记住这个才干恩赐是来我们做这个使命
To make disciples
是让万民做门徒
To turn those who do not know you
对那些还没有认识你的主
To come to your cross
让他们能来到你的十字架面前
I just pray, O God, that you give us a desire
主我们祷告你给我们这样的一个渴慕
To help us, Father
来帮助我们
To find those people who do not know you
让我们帮助那些还没有认识你的人
To come to know you
来认识你
Help us to pray for those people that we're in contact with every day.
让我们为那些每天都有所接触的人来代求。
For the children,
那些孩子。
For our employees,
我们的员工。
For our colleagues,
我们的同事。
Father, that we pray for them.
主，我们为他们祷告。
That your mercy and your grace will be upon their lives.
主，愿你的恩典和怜悯临到他们。
And that they will encounter you.
愿他们能与你相遇。
So bless our work today.
主愿我们来祝福我们的工作
Bless us where we go
不管我们去到哪里都祝福我们
And Father those of us who are looking for another job
主那些我们可能在寻找工作的
Use this opportunity Father
主要使用这样的一个机会
To move us into a company and a location
让我们去到一个公司或者一个地方
Where you want to place us
是你所预定我们要去的地方
Where our prayers and our presence can have an impact in people's lives
愿我们的同在和我们的出现会对身边的人有所影响
Father thank you Lord that we are in London today
不谢谢你我们今天在伦敦这个城市
Father thank you where we live today
谢谢你为我们所居住的地方现在感恩
Father let us be a salt and light to those who are around us
主愿我们成为我们身边人的光和盐
And I'm just speaking to brothers and sisters don't complain about your situation
弟兄姊妹我们也不要为我们所处的光景而去埋怨
Where you are
At
this season is where God wants you to be.
就是你所在的地方是神所要你在的地方。
Go and do what God wants you to do.
去做神所呼召你要去做的事。
Pray for those people that are around you.
为那些在你身边你所接触的人祷告。
Bless them.
祝福他们。
And when you do that,
当你如此做的时候
you find that God will move you to another place.
你会看到神可能会把你之后
把你去到另外地方。
当你做了神要你做的事以后。
After you have taught those children and loved those children。
当你去教了这些学生，人也爱了他们以后。
Then God will move you to another school。
可能神会把你带到另外一个学校。
To move you to another place。
去把你带到另外一个地方。
And I'm speaking to those who are listening。
我对那些正在你在听的人。
Then you're thinking, God, why is it that you have not yet moved me on?
可能你会问神说，神，你为什么你还没有带我去另外一个地方呢？
I believe God wants you to do what He put you there.
我相信神是要让你做你他需要你在那边做的事。
So Father, I just pray.
为我们祷告。
Give us the courage.
给我们这样的信心。
Help us to pray.
帮助我们来祷告。
Help us to shine for you.
帮助我们来为你发光。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来。
Everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my thanks to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice.Everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice.
glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, giving my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life. Things in the past, things yet unseen, wishes and dreams are yet to come true. All of my hopes, all of my plans, my heart and my hand, I lift it to you. Offer my life to you, everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. You, my love.
Father, thank you, Lord, for creating us.
主，谢谢你创造了我们。
Thank you, Lord, that we are wonderfully made.
谢谢主，我们的受造是奇妙的味道。
I just pray, Lord, that this coming week,
主祷告在将来的一周当中，
that we discover, Lord,
主求你来帮助我们发现，
that we are okay.
我们在你手中。
That we are okay.
我们一切安好。
That we are fine.
一切都好。
That we are really well made.
我们是那奇妙可畏的受造。
Help us, Father, to accept who we are.
主帮助我们来接纳我们自己。
And help us to discover those giftings and talents that we have.
主帮助我们来发现你所赐予我们的才干。
And give us the opportunity.
主求你给我们这样的机会。
To start using them.
让我们来使用这些恩赐和才干
to bless you, Lord,
来祝福你来爱你
and to bless others,
也来祝福他人
that they may know that you are Christ, the Son of the living God,
让他们可以来认识你是那神的儿子是基督
thank you, Jesus,
谢谢我们的主
thank you, Jesus,
谢谢你耶稣
Lord, we commit our coming week before you,
主把将来的一周放在你手中
and ask that, Lord, you will bless us,
求主你来祝福我们
Give us the opportunity
给我们这样的机会
To shine for you
让为你来发光
And let our families
让我们的家庭
And let our children
让我们的儿女
All encounter you
都能与你相遇
We thank you Lord Jesus
谢谢你我的主
In Jesus name
奉耶稣名祷告
Amen
Amen
Please be seated
大家请坐
If you need prayer come forward
如果大家有祷告需求，可以到前面，神祝福大家。